We'll press on now. As I say, with slightly changed agenda. So the next thing is our second motion today is around the Parade Commission. I'm Colin Winston Irvine to put that motion forward. Thank you.
Good afternoon, folks. Before we start, can we just maybe take a few minutes just to, I suppose in many ways, I want this conference and I want this motion to be debated and I want it to be discussed and I want it to be considered. I want it to be a respectful debate. I want it to be one that brings some informative discussion to the future of Crane here in Northern Ireland. I also want to say from the outset that I am by no means the authority or the expert. In fact, the real experts are sitting in this audience. People have been at this game a lot longer than I have. I have been chosen by the North Belfast branch to set out the motion, but I certainly want to hear the expertise, the knowledge and the wealth of experience that sits in this room tonight or today. The PUP have been at the forefront of the issue of Crane and resolving not only issues around Crane but resolving the long-standing and ancient conflict that has existed in this island. I believe that the PUP don't get the recognition and don't get the credit that it's due, and I hope today we can stand up and be proud of the contribution that this party and its members have made over many, many years. Before we go into the motion, I also want to just touch on a very recent development which is related to the whole issue around parades and protests, and it would be remiss of conference not to share some support and to think about the Young Conway Volunteers Band. We have seen this week the entire band, except for those who are under the legal age of criminal responsibility, being brought into police stations in North and West Belfast, in my view, to placate republicanism. We need to remember that these bands won't be scapegoated. These bands are only expressing not only their own belief, but the belief and the cultural identity of many others, particularly in this room. I feel that the bands themselves are being demonised. We have seen the hate-filled campaign move from the loyal orders onto the bands. And I think this conference and this party needs to stand up and confront this and confront it from here on in. You'll notice from your agenda that there is one segment of the motion set out on the agenda, so let me just spell out the motion and its food. And before I do so, I'd like to thank the Chair and the Standing Order Committee for allowing the motion to come before conference. This motion seeks that the party engages in a process in seeking a viable alternative in replacing the Parades Commission present structure. Now, what we mean by that, we recognise that Crane is part and is a symptom of a wider problem here in Northern Ireland. We recognise that there are issues surrounding the cultural differences, the differences in national allegiances, the differences in our religious beliefs. But none of that should prevent us from understanding and from respecting that difference and celebrating that difference. And this motion seeks to begin to have a process whereby all of the voices who have a stakehold and who have an interest in this issue are heard and heard clearly and loudly. Just a brief context, and again, there are people who are the authority in this room on this issue, so please feel free, once the motion has been outlined, to contribute and to add to the value of this debate. There are approximately 660 marching bands from the PUL community within Northern Ireland, with over 30,000 regular participants taking part in band events across Northern Ireland and, in fact, indeed, across the United Kingdom and wider afield. The annual Loyal Order parades and the wide variety of marching band events, alongside the very significant centenary commemorations that we have saw in recent times, demonstrates not only the strength but also the importance of our cultural heritage, both in its relationship to the past, but more importantly, its relationship to the future. Parading and marching bands have been and will continue to be an integral part of the Unionist Protestant community's way of life. It is part and parcel to our DNA, and it is a key component in ensuring that we build a fair, equal and peaceful society for all of the citizens in Northern Ireland. This motion comes before conference today in a bid to bring to a head the hideous and vindictive nature of some of the recent Praise Commission decisions against the Protestant community. This year has seen a significant increase in not only the amount of restrictions being placed on Loyal Order and band parades, but also on the severity of those parades. Places such as North Belfast, which seen for the very first time the Praise Commission place draconian restrictions on the 12th of July parade on the Crumlin Road. A 4 p.m. return was an absolute rank insult to the Unionist community, and in doing so it put a lot of stress and strain onto the entire Unionist community in North Belfast. And what wrangled the people even more was the fact that this was all done to placate a dissident Republican protest march, which was designed from the outset to cause violence, to cause destruction and to damage any community relations that existed in that area. Against all warnings and against all advice, this commission proceeded to put severe strain on the Loyal Orders and on that community. 2 weeks later, we seen the apprentice boys of Derry in the same area being prevented from having an accordion band accompany them on their annual parade. Now, we conference need to ask ourselves, and we need to ask others, and not be afraid to do so. What is it that people find offensive about an all-girl, mainly all-girl accordion band playing music? What do they find offensive about a group of men, young and old, going out and expressing who they see themselves as being, expressing their culture, expressing their generational lineage, and expressing the thing that's important to them? We also had the very high profile situation a short way later on the 25th of August, where the same commission decided to collectively punish the entire Royal Black Persephone parade and its bandsmen and women on the basis of an allegation that no evidence was put forward to. The Young Conway band, still even standing here today, have not had any opportunity to put their case forward to the Praise Commission. I find that absolutely appalling and unjust. The situation doesn't exist only in Belfast. There are other areas that have been suffered in silence in relation to this Braise Commission. Places such as Resharkin, where we have seen bomb braids targeted now and this year. The Ballymaconley bomb braid was reduced from 44 bombs down to 25 because of opposition and because of political agitation against their braid. We have also seen areas in Dunloy, areas in Ballaghy, Newton Butler, and even up in Londonderry, which is hailed as the paragon of virtue in terms of resolving braids. The people need to realise that in Donegal Street, where the recent conflict around braiding has opened up, bands, men and women, and loyal orders have been braiding in that area for over 125 years. Community relations in that area have been cordial, if not good. Relationships in that area around interfaces were effective. Relationships in that area around building community confidence in one another and community understanding were at the forefront of community relations work. And we need to ask ourselves, why in 2012 do we now have a new front being opened up in Donegal Street? Why are we less tolerant? Why are we being hounded from the roads and streets and villages across Northern Ireland so long into a ceasefire, so long into a political agreement? And against this backdrop, we have seen a very different approach from the Braise Commission in relation to Republican Braise. And we need to hold the mirror up, and that is why there's so much anger within the unionist community at this time. We have seen places such as Dungiven, where the police are told to stay out of villages whenever their hunger strike memorial parades take place. We have seen the examples of Republican bands playing and blathering whatever they like outside the Church of Ireland in the main street on Dungiven. We have seen report after report going into the Braise Commission highlighting these matters and being totally ignored. We have seen places, ironically such as Resharkin, where Republicans play freely outside the Presbyterian Church in the village and outside the church minor hall without any interruption or any interference. We have seen places such as St Stephen's Church in Millfield, when the minister, when they heard the commotion outside the church and contacted the police, they were told to go back in, save to the church, because it would pass in a few moments. This is the reason why people are so angry, that the double standards that existed around Braden has basically came to a head. People will no longer accept the double standards. We don't want anything special. We don't want any more than anybody else, but we certainly won't be accepting anything less. These examples and others provide undeniable proof that the Braise Commission are operating a two-tier system. It is for these reasons why this motion calls on the party to support the replacing of this failed quango. The duplicity that it stands for and the absolute illogical decisions that have came out this year. This has to be the beginning of the end. This has to be about standing up and confronting what is an unjust and ridiculous situation. As progressive unionists, we recognise that simply describing the problems that exist around Braise will not in itself define the solution or bring about the necessary changes that this motion calls for. This motion does call for a new conversation, a new engagement within and between the community in terms of debating and discussing a viable alternative to the current Braise Commission structure. Based on the substantial right for Brady to take place and enshrined within the eminent freedoms of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. Recognising that with most of these rights comes responsibilities. And asserting these rights, we must be mindful of the importance of exercising our freedoms, and to do so with forbearance, respect and humility. And in doing so, we can put the challenge down to others and urge others to publicly affirm the positive values, traditions, roots and our Protestant heritage. That is the call to action here today that I set out before conference. Conference should engage in dialogue. Many in this room have been at the forefront of dialogue. We have nothing to be afraid of. Indeed, there are examples whereby Republicans are the ones who are running from dialogue. Darrell Hewitt and Porty Down has been calling for dialogue to resolve the outstanding issues around Drumcree for some time. Other areas have been at the forefront of taking on Sinn Féin in, you know, different arenas across the conference table, across the negotiating table. North and West Belfast Praise Forum, who you will hear a wee bit from later on during the conference, have also been at the forefront of those discussions. Dialogue is the only way to resolve the outstanding issues, but it has to be dialogue and not used as a tool. It has to be dialogue that is quality, that has generosity at the heart of it. We have seen in recent times violence on the streets, and it hasn't resolved anything. In fact, it has put lots of our young people within the criminal justice system. We need political support, and we need the PUP to be at the forefront of these discussions. We want to be the party that begins the debate, that brings the people together for the right reasons around the right table, talking about the right issues. And I, conference, urge you to support this motion here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Winston. I'll call upon again the formalities to take a seconder for the motion, please. Is it Billy Drummond? Maybe Bill. You want to say a few words, Bill?
Yes. We'll take you in here and see the name on the page, and it was a surprise, it's probably the case. Like Winston has said, I'm certainly by no means an expert in the an issue, and there are others who say a lot more about that. But the thing I would like to widen out and concur with everything that Winston said is the demonisation of our culture, and particularly now focusing on the marching bands. I think what needs to be acknowledged is not only do we need to counter that, but we need to celebrate what the marching bands provide for our community. You know, if people think that people join these marching bands and dedicate their time 2 and 3 times a week, give their money, give their effort, take young people, the most hard to reach young people in the most difficult communities in our areas, learn them an instrument, learn them a discipline, and learn them the respect, you know, what they believe in and what they do, and allow them to be part of something that they can be proud of. If that's being demonised, I don't know what won't be demonised. Because if it was in any other section of this island, it would be forgiven millions. Because nobody can engage these kids like the marching bands. And I have to say, yes, there are things that has happened that have been wrong, and rightly so. But I think what is more sectarian, you know, we've seen incidents where someone maybe devastates across the church. Of course it's wrong. But I think a lot more subtle and a lot more sinister sectarianism is the concerted campaign to demonize and vilify a whole community and section. That is sectarianism in a very subtle and underhand way, and I think that should be challenged by this party at every level. And I think those people who have spent many times and resources to do this need to look at themselves and challenge themselves. If we're going to have a society that's tolerant, one that's just and free, then they need to look at themselves. And I would concur with everything that Winston says, so thank you very much. Just before, I'll hand back to Winston here, just before we have a vote on the motion. I know we're keen to hear some opinions and stuff, but I'll hand back to Winston to do that.